This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour now, another hour on the DJ Beef Show. Thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you and my ladies of the day. My ladies, they're their own ladies. They're themselves. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I will say that we're very happy to have a number of new stations this week who were Don Imus stations, and as most of you know, he retired last week. And a number of the stations that were carrying him or carrying us, stations that don't belong to the big company that he worked for, but independent stations. I am an independent producer of radio and therefore a lot of independently owned stations like to do business because there aren't many of us left.
Love that. I love independent stations.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing. And so for those of you, I've heard from a few of you, you can always reach us on Twitter. You reach me at Doug Steffen, or you can send me an email to doug@dougsteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. You can reach out to the ladies at Jennifer Horn, at Victoria Keelan, at
C. Schilling. On-air Victoria.
Oh, excuse me. That's
you
right,
won't find
is.
Me at Victoria Keelan.
It's at on-air Victoria. You're right about that, on-air Victoria. So the idea is to encourage people to express themselves. This is not what you were used to listening to. If you listen to Imus, the thing that we have in common is that we're on the radio, and we discuss the issues. And other than that, there's not a lot. This is a softer sell approach to discussing issues with men and women who really kind of have a broader world view, if you put it that way. So those of you who are interested in more opinions about things, you find them here because all of these ladies with me have unique perspectives on things. And we'll start with Victoria with a trending item. We'll get what our perspective is on that. What do you have, Victoria?
Well, in recognition of this week, April 4th is the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's death. And in recognition of that, the New York Times has reprinted the original obituary, which appeared April 5th, 1968. Hmm. And it celebrated the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a prophet of a crusade for racial equality and a voice of anguish for millions of people is how it's described. And so that will be, lots of talk will be happening about that. That topic this
what
week.
What was the name of the guy?
50
who,
years. Can't 50 believe that.
Who was the guy that James Woods played him in the movie about the guy who shot Martin Luther King, but I can't remember what his name was. It was one of those Johnny Boy or Billy Boy names.
James Earl Ray? Is that
James Earl Ray. Yeah. That's it, yeah. Well, I know there's a middle name in there someplace. Yes. But it's really... It's amazing. 50 years thinking about it seems like a flash. I can remember I was a senior in high school when all that happened. So you can, yes, folks, you can do the addition. 50 on top of my, and actually it seems like, in a way.
Does it seem like a long time ago, or does it seem like you can't believe it's already been 50 years?
Yeah, some stuff, it feels longer.
Well, with regard to his death,
I said a senior in high school. I was a senior in college. With regard to his death, it does seem like quite a long time, especially when you look at the footage. PBS is running something this week, and I did watch a bit of that last night or the night before. I can't remember which, but there was a story about the life of King and his final days, that sort of thing. And it does, when you look at the cars, and you look at the buildings, and you look at the people, what they're wearing, it does seem like quite a while ago, Victoria, in that way. I might note in passing, and that's not supposed to be a pun, another person that was important in many people's minds to the movement forward for blacks in this world, Winnie Mandela, who was cursed by some and loved by others, the wife of Nelson Mandela, who seemed to have been somewhat in charge in a way. There are a lot of stories about her, and I don't know what's true and what isn't, frankly. She was married for 38 years to Nelson Mandela, and the fact that she was with somebody else, because he was in, they were married for 38 years, but he was in jail for two-thirds of that time, so she was with somebody else, and that caused a lot of upset in some corners. She was jailed a couple times because of her activism, but she passed away at the age of 81, so...
There
anyway.
Was a supposedly there was going to be, I believe it might be in production, there is a movie about her life, and Jennifer Hudson is going to play Winnie Mandela.
Really?
I don't know if they ever met, but I think that would be an interesting story, because she was quite a controversial figure.
Yeah, she was not my read on her was that she was not a nice lady.
Right,
not a
right.
good person. She was she was very much in it for herself, and Nelson Mandela, I didn't ever... get that same read from him. And as you know, I was the first person to interview him after he was inaugurated as president. I had the privilege of being invited by the South African government to go to Johannesburg and witness the inauguration. And then he and his tribe came over to me, and I don't mean it that way, but his group, his support staff came over to me, and we sat and talked for about a half an hour after his inauguration, and it was
that's amazing.
A big deal for me, anyway.
Oh, that's a big deal for anybody. Yeah,
I thought he was I liked him, frankly. I was his gentleness and his manner. You know, you don't.
So much of their marriage was when he was jailed.
In jail,
too, I think what 27 years.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Jen, what do you have that's trending?
All right, well, there are a couple of things. The story that's been trending in Los Angeles, where I live, is about a kid named Jesse Hernandez. I don't know if you've seen Jesse Hernandez's name floating around.
Scary story, man.
Yeah, well, he and his friends were out playing around in the Griffith Park area of Los Angeles. That's where the observatory is, very near the Hollywood sign and the Hollywood Bowl. Well, apparently they decided to hop a fence and go into this area that was kind of behind lock and key. And as they were playing around in this maintenance area, he fell through a plank, a loose wooden plank, mm-hmm. and fell into the sewer drainage system that wraps all around that area. It took the LA Fire Department 13 hours to find this kid. They had deployed 100 firefighters to help them in this search, which tells you the extensive nature of the sewer system.
Well, let me put it into perspective for people who watch movies or they think, you know, you see things in Los Angeles. Griffith Park is on one side of the 5. And that
no one knows what the 5 is, Doug.
Well, the 5, yes, they do. The interstate that runs.
I'm in New York City. I've never even heard of that.
No,
I absolutely do not.
I think most people out of LA have no idea.
No people outside of LA know that.
Well, they hear about the 405. All right. Well, the 5 is the big north and south interstate that connects Southern California to Northern Northern California, but Oregon
and all the way up
Washington. It goes all the way up to Canada. So anyway. On the other side of that is what they call the L.A. River, which isn't really a river. It's a big concrete basin, and that's where all the sewerage goes. So he must have gone under the 5, Jennifer, and ended up on the other side, right? Is that how you'd read?
Could be. I would imagine so. Again, these sewage tunnels are just wrapping all around this area, and as it is pointed out by the fact that it took 100 firefighters to do this search and still 13 hours to find this kid who was found. He was talking. He was okay when they pulled him out. I'm sure his parents, after 13 hours, had probably started to give up hope, so that's a good news story, and kids, if it says don't go into an area, stay out.
Yeah, here it is. The pipes which run parallel to the Los Angeles River and cross under the freeway are 4 feet in diameter. Oh, my God. Can you imagine going to...
Can you imagine
you're claustrophobic? And, yeah, my God.
Yeah. So that was a Shawshank moment?
I guess so.
Yeah. I'm looking at the pictures that are floating around here. This is right by where my daughter and my grandson used to live, on the other side of this hill. Now, I've moved now, but... This is right at the intersection of the 2 and the 5, where it goes to the Glendale. It goes to one side, goes to Glendale. The other side goes to Echo Park, which is where Megan was. This is right. I mean, I've been in that park 100 times with Miles, and I know exactly where this was. I can see that area that is fenced off, and then you look at the pictures of the sewage and the crap going down that cement river. Oh, that poor kid.
I mean, and they just had miles and miles of piping. And that, but it was so, I mean, amazing. They were able to put cameras that floated along the water. And at one point, they were able to see, like, a handprint on the wall of someone who had been trying to stop themselves or get out. And they were able to narrow down their
search. Imagine how scared that kid must have been.
I know. The fact that he was out and walking and talking, I'm not sure that I would even know that. So, or be able to do that.
All right. Do you have something else, Jen Jen?
Yeah, one more thing, because this is just cool. The world's largest dinosaur was found in Scotland. Did you hear about that?
Alive? Or is this the next episode of Jurassic Park?
Well, okay, not necessarily alive, but rare dinosaur footprints that belong to the largest animal to ever roam the planet were found in Scotland. Dozens of the 170-million-year-old fossils belonging to the sauropods have been unearthed in this muddy lagoon on the Isle of Skye. They grew to be at least 49 feet long, and they weighed more than 10 tons. And you can see footprints of them all over social media. It's pretty amazing. They're the older cousins, if you can imagine, of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, who stood 2 meters tall. That's pretty
great. All right, so here's the next. What's the guy's name who produced the Isle of Dogs? Will, what's that producer's
name? Wes Anderson.
Wes, that's it, Wes Anderson. Next Wes Anderson movie will be an animated story just like you've told, Jennifer.
That's, I like it. I'm okay with it.
Are you? All right. So there are some things for us to chew on. Here's something else. Because we are still celebrating in Easter week the idea of family and love and exchanges of just good time together, the folks at MyPillow have decided to continue the celebration through this week. And the celebration includes everybody buying at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, with a promo code DJV. Whenever you buy, for example, the MyPillow 4-pack, you get 50% off the price of those two premium pillows and the two go-anywhere pillows. And the folks at MyPillow are going to donate a MyPillow to a homeless shelter in your name. Every single purchase, every single time somebody buys MyPillows, they're giving a MyPillow to a homeless shelter through this week. So go online to MyPillow.com. No better time than the present. If you have not updated your pillows, you need to do it now. Enjoy the savings and enjoy that your efforts will help somebody in a homeless shelter. That's MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code DJV.
This time of year, I don't have kids, I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman, I'm the head of household, and I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I used to love playing this before. I was told by my co-host that I couldn't play it any longer.
Why? This was an intro to the show.
Oh,
really?
This is moldy oldie stuff. This is moldy oldie gold. Yes, it's a moldy oldie, goody goldie.
It's vintage.
Yes, it is. It's 24 after the hour, DJV time, with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Billy Lord, who is the grandson of Debbie Reynolds, is
daughter
remembering.
Daughter and daughter.
Oh, granddaughter. Yeah. All right. Good. All right.
She's in the Star Wars movies, the last two, with her mother.
You know,
oh,
people are just ruining the world with their unisex names. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't remember her, and so I'm thinking to myself, oh, yeah, Billy.
She only had one or two lines, but her hair was done just like Princess Leia back in the day, so that was sort of a tribute to her mom.
She shared a throwback photo of herself with Debbie Reynolds over the weekend, which would have been the Singin' in the Rain's 86th birthday, the star of Singin' in the Rain. You're listening to a little of that Gene Kelly, and it was one of the first vehicles that Debbie Reynolds really did well in. Her mother, Carrie Fisher, is also in the photo, resting her head on Lord's arm and Reynolds' shoulder. She captioned the photo with a series of emojis, including stars, crowns, and a heart. And so this is a way of paying tribute. That's nice. She said, quote, "If life's not funny, then it's just true, and that would be unacceptable." Even when Fisher died, her mother, that was what got me through the whole thing. When Debbie died the next day, I could just picture her saying, well, she's upstaging me once again. Of course, she had to go. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's
sad for her, for sad. Billy.
Yeah.
It's just, to lose your mom and your grandmother like that?
Same day, almost. Okay, 26 after the hour as we continue music news. We Day, returning to Southern California. Star-studded lineup. If you want to go to check it out, it's at we.org. That's an international charity that helps empower students, and the concerts support what they do. List of performers announced this past week include Dierks Bentley, the Chainsmokers, Jordan Fisher, and the host is John Stamos, Selena Gomez, Jennifer Aniston, Nicole Richie speaking at the event with the March for Our Lives organizers. Handful of Parkland students will be there as well. Selena says, "I'm constantly inspired by the determination in every single student at We Day. The energy they bring is unforgettable. This is my sixth We Day. I can't wait to share words of encouragement with thousands of young leaders who have accomplished so much worth celebrating. This generation is changing the world, and I'm humbled to be part of the special. That said a lot. Every generation has changed the world.
Let's not take it away.
I'm not taking the negative. I just think that my generation changed the world. Your generation changed the world. Change is happening. I think it's a good event. I'm not taking away from that. As long as you don't have to listen to David Hogg through the whole thing, it'll be okay. Forum in Los Angeles.
Your boycott's just around the corner.
April 19th. Yeah, right.
He's a lovely boy.
Yeah, right. You know what? He's in the same category as Justin Bieber.
Oh,
two
geez.
Of them. All right, so let's keep moving here.
Yeah.
You can't hit a moving target. Next up, Ryan Adams headlining a tribute concert for the Rolling Stones album Exile on Main Street. The show is entitled Exile on Bourbon Street. It takes place in New Orleans on the 5th of next month. Adams will be joined by producer music director Don Was of the Stones, plus a bunch of other musicians. I've listened to all the multi-track tapes from the Exile period, and it's not hyperbolic to say that this is probably the greatest rock and roll ever recorded. I don't know that I buy that. That's what he thinks. That's right.
That's definitely one of the greatest rock
great
albums
stuff.
Ever.
Don't mistake me. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, this is one of the best. I love this. This is the Tumbling Dice.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, 34 after the hour now on the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV show. I saw on Facebook the story from the world of sports of an owner of a golf course in Georgia confused about paying an invoice, so he decided to ask his secretary for some mathematical help. Called her into the office and said, "Y'all graduated from the University of Georgia and I need some help. If I was to give you $20,000 minus 14%, how much would you take off?" Secretary thought for a moment. She said, "Everything but my earrings." Okay.
Oh, boy.
Can't
hashtag, was that my Me Too movement moment?
Write it down.
There it is. Okay. Sports news. Now we get to the... Let's get to food news. Starbucks and other coffee sellers in California. How come so much of the stuff we talk about happens in California?
Because it all starts in California.
It seems to start, doesn't it, in California. All right, so anyway, this is a problem for people that if it takes on there, it may take on elsewhere. Anybody who gets a cup of coffee in Los Angeles in, I think, the next, it starts the next week or two, A non-for-profit group sued 90 coffee retailers, including Starbucks, on the grounds, get it, that they were violating a California law requiring companies to warn consumers of chemicals in their products that could cause cancer. One of those chemicals is acrylamide. Is that how you pronounce it?
Acrylamide.
Acrylamide, that too. Which is a byproduct of roasting coffee beans. It's present in high levels in brewed coffee. So the Superior Court in Los Angeles has decided that Starbucks and the other coffee companies have failed to show there was no significant risk from this carcinogen. And so now they have to put this warning. They have until the 10th of April to file objections. But isn't it already appearing on some of the coffee cups from McDonald's and Peach's and some of the other
big
coffee sellers?
Anybody that sells coffee has to have a cancer warning on the cup. And that's because, I guess, the process of roasting coffee, it's the same process, by the way, of when you roast your vegetables or you bake something. And all of this, it causes the high heat, causes a slight cancer risk. And so California now says it has to go on the coffee cups.
Well, how slight is the risk? I want to know, how is this something to be concerned about for people that about to drink coffee? Should we tell them to stop drinking?
It's not just coffee, though. That's the thing, is that coffee right now is being affected. But this is for anybody like you, Doug, who eats roasted vegetables or who eats baked goods. Anytime your oven goes to a certain temperature, apparently there's a higher risk because the high heat cooking. That's why people do raw food diets, because they think it's a less of a risk than cooking food at high heat.
So this doesn't happen then if you do cold brew coffee, right?
It's about the bean roasting process. So I would imagine it would be the same. Because it's about the bean, not the process of making the coffee.
Right.
It's how you...
Scary.
Oh. Well, I think it depends on where the coffee...
You have to roast the beans to make them
before you brew them. Right.
But if the coffee, the coffee's grown all around the world in different places, so the soils are going to be different.
Doesn't matter about the soil. It's about the heating process.
I get that. Yep.
So it's not the coffee itself. It's how it's prepared.
Well, yeah, because like Jen said, you can't take, you have to roast the beans and before you brew coffee. So it's the roasting of the beans, because you can't just take raw coffee beans, so you have to roast them. So unless they come up with some other way.
That's not how you get iced coffee?
No.
No, that's the brewing. That's after. Right. That's the phase two. I was thinking like you, Doug. I was thinking if you drink iced coffee or cold brew, that it would be different. But Jen's right. It's the roasting of the beans that's phase one.
Other food news. Somebody's come up with a new way to use onions and not cry.
That would be nice.
So, do you chop up a lot of onions?
I cook a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you chop up onions, you cry. Is it all onions? I must confess, I've chopped up onions and I have cried. But it was because I cut my finger, and not because cutting up
onions. I find that Vidalia onions, which are sweeter, I use them in a lot of recipes. That doesn't bother me, but it's the white onions that always get me. Yellow onions depends on how big the onion is, I guess.
All right, so there's a new onion in town called the Sunion. This is the first tearless onion. Sunions are a new type of onion that grows sweeter every day, according to the website, anyway. And unlike regular cooking onions, they cause no tears.
I'll believe that when I see it.
It's called the game-changing. Sunions are the game-changing onion.
Well,
crunchy,
game-changing
sweet.
Onion, it must be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
People have given me, I cry so much. Every onion, I cry. Like, I have to stop halfway through, wash my hands, rinse it like a paper towel, put it on my eyes, and then I can start again. Or I just, like, chop through the tears. It's so bad.
So I want to know.
Hilarious that people use goggles, like swimming goggles.
Right.
People have recommended so many things. They're like, put it in the freezer, or, like, wear your contacts, or your glasses, or goggles. I tried it with goggles one time, just for fun. Did not work.
All right, so here's what makes me suspicious about this. The Sunions come from Bayer, and Bayer owns Monsanto.
Mm.
So I'm a little concerned.
I smell a GMO rat.
I do too, as a matter of fact. Yeah, they're growing them on farms in Nevada and Washington. But you see how this is something, Victoria, that it's so insidious how they, they get themselves into everywhere. And you get to the point where it's almost impossible to to find food, to go to a grocery store and find 100% non-GMO, even in a Whole Foods or the co-op in Santa Monica, Jennifer, or these other stores that seem to probably have Bristol Farms in Southern California. They have more of them in Southern California. Trader Joe's, where people go to find really good stuff. It's almost impossible to find stuff that is, it's kind of like electronics. You can't find anything that isn't made in China.
Yeah.
It's getting more insidious all the time. So beware of that if that's important to you.
Yes. It's important to me, and it's the thing that's the most confusing part is that things can be genetically modified and also be organic. Mm-hmm. That's where so many people, I think, get confused.
They can't really, but the government has bastardized the use of the term organic in order to let the big ag outfits in. And I can't speak to produce, but I can speak to dairy, and I know what they've done in the dairy world. Mm. And if you think you're drinking organic milk when it comes from the largest, in most areas you can tell, the big supplier of milk is some, like around here it's Gorelick Farm. And Gorelick Farm has been bought up by Dean Foods, which is the Sweezer family. I went through, I'm not going to go into the weeds with them, but anyway, they got to where they are by raising a lot of money for George Bush's campaigns. And so the fact that they control 75% of the fluid milk supply in this country and what they do with it in abridging the rules and some milk commingles with other milk, it's nonsense. You're not getting... if it comes from a big concern, you can tell there are, usually in most areas you know what the local dairies are. Like we have Maple Farm around here. And so, you know, there are actually two or three locals, and they show up in Whole Foods. But so does the Gorelick milk. And it's really interesting to see how poorly it sells in a Whole Foods store versus what sells, you know, in a regular chain store like Ralph's or Vaughn's or Albertson's or, you know, those kind of stores. More food news. People generally think of millennials, Kara and Victoria, as rather particular about their food. People also think millennials are not terribly shy or self-effacing. There's a new generational consumer trend report suggesting millennials are less inclined than those of other generations, Jennifer, you and me, to send a meal back in restaurants if it's subpar. Why would that be? Why would you not, if you don't like the food, why don't you send it back? What are you concerned about?
I think that... I don't know. I would guess for me, I don't send food back unless it's like so blatant. Like I don't eat meat, but if it's something that's just not cooked or something, if it's raw chicken, I eat chicken. So if it's raw chicken, then obviously I'm going to send that back. But I really don't, and I think it's because I had so much shame of an embarrassment from my dad sending food back.
Really?
I think that's why I never do. And I think
I don't
that might
send food
be...
back usually either, unless it's really not cooked right, because I will eat meat, but if I do eat meat, I don't eat it a lot. If I do, it's got to be really cooked.
Yeah.
So if it's unedible for me, then I will send it back, but usually I don't
worse
either.
Than raw chicken, and is, by the way, it's really bad for you. Don't
eat
chicken that is not cooked through and through.
Yep.
And that really goes for most fish as well. You may say, oh, I like the tuna just seared. Well, you're eating a lot of worms and things that you don't want to know that you're eating. Same with any farm-grown fish, whether it's salmon, white fish, you don't want to be eating that unless it's cooked through and through. So, Kara, you didn't weigh in on that. How often do you send your food back?
I'm just trying to think. I don't think I've ever sent mine back. I feel like the only time I ever would have done it is if they actually gave me, like, the wrong meal or something that was really badly cooked. But I don't know. Besides, you know, being embarrassed, I don't really remember my parents ever doing it either. I feel like we're a family that's fairly easily pleased, so maybe that's why. But I think it also just, I feel like a lot of millennials are like, go in, get stuff done, and they don't want to be places like a lot longer than they have to. And so if you're there, whether by yourself or with friends, if you send your food back, okay, then you have to sit there and wait for it to come out again. And I don't know, it feels awkward, so I just generally don't do it.
Don't do it. All right, here's one other food news item that is of interest to all of us trying to lose weight and be healthy. An ancient grain, which has been praised for its ability to make you stronger and feel healthier, may already be in your grocery store at the food store. Rye bread. I saw this and I was fascinated because I always thought the rye bread was, I have my gluten allergies are acting up again and I'm trying to stay away from bread altogether. But rye bread's been around since the days of the Vikings. A lot of Swedes attribute their health and happiness to having rye bread every morning. 99% of Sweden's citizens eat rye bread every day. They consume an average of 4 million pounds of rye bread a year in Sweden. Rye retains its fiber, even after bran has been removed. And when you eat an equal amount of rye compared to wheat, your blood rises less and more slowly. That's interesting. Research. Well, we all know wheat really isn't good for you. It really isn't. And a lot of people think all grains, you need to be careful of grains depending on whether they're GMO or non-GMO. But apparently, rye is good in helping you control diabetes, weight loss, fighting cancer, cardiovascular disease. Who knew this?
I never knew this.
This
shocked
me.
No, yeah. Totally shocking. Yeah. I think of rye bread. I live in New York City, so like every once in a while, if you're in a deli and you order a sandwich,
that's kind of like the only thing I think of with rye.
The only reason I think it's got to be good is because my grandparents, who from the Czech Republic, that's a big staple for the Czechs,
rye.
And they're pretty healthy. So I would imagine that maybe that makes
it
sense.
Rye has a shorter season than most other grains. In other words, it matures more quickly so it can be grown in places like that and Scandinavia. That's something that I wasn't even thinking about, but I know that rye is a quicker, like 68 to 74-day grain rather than wheat and some of the other stuff. Oats can take 100 days, 110 days. And I think we plant a lot of rye as cover crop, and oats and stuff in the wintertime, and it just, it takes a good long time. So that's very interesting. So those of you who want to have the benefits and understand how this works, it's rye and rye bread and rye products. I think most often it would be in bread, wouldn't it?
I also read that I never knew this, but instead of cornflakes, that you can actually find rye flakes.
Oh, yeah, you can. I've seen them in health food stores.
Really?
Apparently that's really good for you, and if you don't really want to eat bread, that's a great way to get some rye in your diet.
Yeah.
What about rye whiskey? That's the next study they need to do.
Rye.
Put that in your cereal. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's talk about something that is perfect, and that's if you're looking for a job or if you're not happy where you are and you want to look for a job, get some courage. Put together your resume, post it on a job board, and let's see how quickly ZipRecruiter can help you find that new job. ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology works. It's so effective. It's so reliable. It's so helpful. You want to get the best possible match. If you're hiring, that's what you want. If you're looking for a job, that's what you want. And ZipRecruiter puts you all together. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. 80% of employers who use ZipRecruiter get quality candidates in just one day. So don't mess around. Find out now. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries of all kinds to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Use it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yes, I said free. Try it out. See how it works for you. It won't cost you anything if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, dollars, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Love the familiar ring in our ears of the doctor theme when we continue our conversations on Good Day Health with people like Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here to help you with the needs, the daily needs, the weekly needs, the monthly needs, the lifelong need to be conscious about what's going on in your body. So Jack has uncovered some research that shows the harmful side effects of energy drinks, these things that you get in those little bottles that you find, I don't know where you get them, at the convenience store. You can't, do you buy them in drug stores? Or where do you get these things?
They're everywhere.
They are.
There's more of this consumed now by a lot of teens, especially males, mm-hmm. because it's got the monster thing, and it's got
all
the
right.
power thing, and it's got the sports thing. And
muscle milk, which is not, no more, isn't any milk than what comes out of your ear.
That's about it.
That's right.
Yeah, and the advertising for this kind of stuff and all of the major male sports type of activities that these companies sponsor, the young men have almost no chance anymore, especially those who aren't involved in some large physical workout type of program. The subliminal message is, well, you don't have to pump iron. You don't have to run the marathon. Just
right.
drink.
Don't exercise. Drink. Just drink this crap.
Yeah, and it's so yeah. loaded with caffeine and other kinds of central nervous system stimulants that all they have to do is drink one can, and they feel like they're on top of the world. And it's getting worse. This study that just came out of the University of Western Australia concerning these things leads to anxiety, depression, and stress in both male and female young adults, but primarily males.
Yeah. So if you want to get the energy that we're talking about, I think ginseng is supposed to be okay, isn't it? And the B vitamins are good for energy, and CoQ10?
Well, as long as they're food sourced, as long as the B vitamins are coming from food, as long as the taurine and then ginseng. Ginseng is always good, but it has usually been a very good central nervous system food or herbal stimulant. But you can overdo this. You can overdo anything, even the stuff that's the best for you.
Well, let's stop on that. This is frustrating for a lot of people because there are studies that come out, you hear, and it's all, as I say, 100 times a year, if not more. It depends on who's paying for the study. But you and I both know that there are all kinds of studies that suggest coffee is good for you for this reason or that. It prevents cancer. I think that was the most recent thing. So if it is good for that, how do you measure it so that you don't get too much caffeine because the caffeine is bad for you? So there's good and bad. Maybe we can say that about most anything.
Well, start with an organic source. And this, there are studies that show, and this is true, that a little bit of coffee, 6-8 ounces a day from an organic source is not going to hurt you. The problem is, like a glass of red wine for dinner. There's some very good sources, especially French-made wine that has the least amount of
why would that
chemicals added to it.
Why?
Well, it has the least amount of sulfites and the other kind of preservatives that are added to the French wine. The one glass is 6 ounces of that with dinner is not going to hurt you. In fact, it can stimulate digestion and other things in the body. But most people can't stop with one glass.
All right.
Most people can't stop with a little bit of this that is known to help you. They think, well, if a little bit's good, then a lot must be that much better.
Okay, and so what about your heart? Let's talk about the heart. Where does this come in when it comes to your heart specifically? How is this stuff bad for you?
Well, that's the major problem because a 32 ounce, you see these people leaving convenience stores with, some of these containers are 64 ounces. I mean, half a gallon of these kinds of drinks. And one of the major effects of caffeine on the body is the raising of blood pressure and the speeding up of the heart. Mm-hmm. Things that teenage boys aren't supposed to be going through to the degree that a lot of these drinks stimulate. And they lead to imbalances. And then when you have imbalances, you get these chemical aspects of your emotional system and brain function getting out of balance.
So.
And then we know that nature abhors a vacuum. You can't have these kinds of imbalances taking place in the central nervous system without some ill effect showing up as a result.
So the point here is that you need to take a natural approach to this sort of thing in terms of getting enough rest. If you don't have enough energy, it's because you're not getting enough sleep, and you can't get yourself all hyped up on these things because it'll kill you, bottom line. These things are... And so what I like is when we talk about these things, we come up with an alternative to them, and the easiest and best alternative to phony energy drinks is getting enough rest. There's no suspended animation there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.